This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Nemi Gadde, and this is The Rundown. Several media reports have suggested President Donald Trump could initiate immigration, customs, and enforcement raids in Chicago as early as today. But Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson tells WBEZ's Reset, city agencies are in lockstep and will not be assisting in any ICE raids.
The law is the strongest affirmation of our commitment to protecting residents in the city of Chicago. You know, we are coordinating with all of our sister agencies and our city departments, including our police department, that we are not going to do the work of the federal government.
Johnson says he takes the threats of deporting Chicago migrants seriously and is working in coordination with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. President Donald Trump's day one pardons related to the January 6, 2021 insurrection have bailed out many of his supporters from Illinois. Defense lawyer Nishay Shannon welcomed Trump's pardons for his three January 6 clients from here, including convicted former Chicago cop Carl Chesick.
Well, I think it's the right thing to do because January 6th was nothing more than a witch hunt to go after Trump supporters.
There are 53 January 6th defendants from this state, and the Sun-Times found 43 of them were convicted and sentenced before Trump had the chance to issue pardons yesterday. Trump said the pardons affected a total of about 1,500 cases, and he also ordered pending January 6th charges dropped. At the Evanston Public Library, the hum of sewing machines is the soundtrack to a community service project for girls across the world. A group of women spent Martin Luther King Jr. Day sewing together colorful fabrics with an absorbent middle. Young girls could snap these pads around their underwear and be able to wash and reuse them during their monthly periods. One of the sewers is Marla Pauly, who has a daughter.
We've had a lot of conversations about period poverty and how things that we might just take for granted that we could go buy at Target, that's not something that's available to other people.
Elisha Madison at the library says some girls miss school because they can't afford menstrual supplies. She plans to bring the pads to Ghana. The American Civil Liberties Union is urging the University of Illinois to roll back recent protest regulations, noting concerns about a chilling effect on free speech. After U of I students last spring formed encampments on campus in support of Gaza, the school published an update to clarify its policies for campus demonstrations. In an open letter published earlier last week, the ACLU of Illinois says those changes have led one student environmental group to be penalized for a protest it's done for a decade. Ed Yonka is with the ACLU.
If the regulations are enforced in this sort of way that we've seen, I suspect what we'll see are more students disciplined, again, for speaking out of issues that are of national concern. I think that would be really sad.
A U of I spokesperson says the student environmentalists violated longstanding policies on obstructing pedestrians and using bullhorns. Some more things you should know today. The Chicago Bears are reportedly hiring Ben Johnson to be the team's new head coach. A source tells the Sun-Times the former Detroit Lions offensive coordinator is finalizing a deal to come to Chicago after leading one of the best offenses in the NFL for the past three seasons. Johnson would replace interim coach Thomas Brown, who took the role mid-season after Matt Eberflus was fired in November. Many doctors in the U.S. have reported feeling unprepared to care for people with disabilities. A new Northwestern University study finds that this could be rooted in the training they receive in med school. Carol Haywood is one of the study authors, and she says many med school faculty don't know enough about disability to teach on the subject. Haywood hopes med schools start implementing disability training in their curriculums. Today's weather, the high is going to be 4 degrees. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme cold warning until noon for northern Illinois, including Lake, McHenry, Boone, and DeKalb counties. Wind chills down to 32 below zero. Forecasters warn the dangerously cold wind chills in this area could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. A cold weather advisory is in effect until 2 this afternoon for Cook, DuPage, Will, Kendall counties, and northwest Indiana, with dangerously low wind chills down to 28 below zero. Today's extremely cold weather has caused some school closures and moves to e-learning in the Chicago region. Chicago public schools were already scheduled for a day off, and tomorrow will be a high near 25. That's it for the show. If you like the rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.